91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
Station. Black roof country, no gold pavement, tired starlings. Silver horses ran down moonbeams in your dark eye. Dawnlight smile on you leaving my contentment.
Tired starving. I'll sleep. white mansions, live oaks and velvet lawns. The ladies and the gentlemen dress most tasteful. Of course it just depends into whose hands you was born. They call me white trash cause my hair hangs long. My ragged pants got no buttons on. My teeth all black and my shoulders sag when I fly. The Confederate flag. I've been told there's a war that's about to begin. It's gonna get meaner than a Texas high wind. So come on, Caleb, you're a man to join in. When you're fighting Yankees, a redneck's a man's best friend.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to WNTI 91.9, where great music lives. And for about an hour, we're going to be just playing the music of Eric Clapton and other people with him, of course. And you might wonder what that one was. Where was Eric on that? Well, that was from an album called White Mansions, A Tale from the American Civil War, 1861 to 1865. And what that basically is a sort of musical play, which I guess you would just call it a musical, but it was just made as an album. I don't think it ever aired as anything. They never put it on as a play. And it's basically the story of the Civil War told through the eyes of Southerners. So a little bit of a different spin. And the four singers on that are Jesse Coulter, Waylon Jennings, John Dillon, and the one we just heard, Steve Cash. We heard him sing White Trash, playing the character Caleb. And Eric Clapton was playing the slide guitar on that. So we started the set off with Classic. You might hear that on classic rock all the time, but we wanted to play it for you because you can't avoid this stuff. You know, if you're going to play Eric Clapton, you got to play White Room at some point, right? So that's from the Wheels of Fire. I mean, great wah-wah pedal, the great vocal and bass work of Jack Bruce, and the incredible double bass drumming of Ginger Baker. one of the greatest groups of all time. So, hey, we have a trivia question. And if you want to get ready to dial, don't dial yet, but I'll just give you the number so you can write it down or be ready. It's 908-852-4545. And the first caller with the correct answer will get a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant in Newton, New Jersey, if you want it. You know, some people might not live close enough to do that, whatever. We're going to mention you on the radio in either eventuality. So the question has to do with Ahmet Ertegun, who was the head of Atlantic Records and died a few years back. But he was the one that you probably would credit him more than anyone else with bringing Cream and hence Eric Clapton to the United States. And they were on the subsidiary label ATCO. So the question is, Ahmet heard Eric and Cream play at a party on the other side of the pond, and I didn't know it was Eric Clapton at first. And he was so surprised to learn that it was this English white boy, skinny little kid, that that you know he ended up signing Cream. So the question is, who was the party for? So whose party was Ahmet Ertegun at when he discovered Eric Clapton and Cream? 908-852-4545, 908-852-4545. Now we're going to hear something from Eric Clapton on an album by Jamie Oldacre.
One more. Side rail, drifting with my wife. My feet is in the water, lazy clothes in style. When I call my doggy, he wags his tail and barks, splashing in the water down by the fishing dock, singing positively. Catfish in the skillet, catfish in the pan. When Missy starts to cooking, I catch all the fish I can. When the meal is over, we'll be playing dominoes. That's when I let her scratch my back underneath my fishing clothes. Singing positively, positively. Stars above, making love into the night. When the sun sets on the water, willows sing the blue. My troubles start packing, putting on their walking shoes, keeping time for Mother Nature and I hope my home of rhythm and has just begun. I'm passing time in a floating cabin with my Tulsa honey bun. You can have your California and keep New York for free. When I'm buckled in that Bible belt, it fits so good on me. Singing positively, positively, singing positively.
So soaking wet. Torture in my heart by trying to forget. Just walking in the rain, so alone and blue, all because my heart remembers you. Have changed. Somehow I can't forget. I can't forget.
Somehow I can't forget.
And that was Eric Clapton with The Impressions, not his own group, of course. And that was from an album called Good Rockin' Tonight, The Legacy of Sun Records. So it had all kinds of artists on, and I'm going to tell you a couple. Paul McCartney, Jeff Beck, Chrissie Hynde, Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, Johnny Halliday, on and on and on, all playing tribute to the legacy of Sun Records. And we heard before that a song called Positively, and that's before it's credited to Eric Clapton. And that's on an album by Jamie Oldacre, who was the drummer in Eric Clapton's band from 74 to whenever, I don't know, late 70s, early 80s or something, called Mad Dogs and Okies. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. I'm your host, Gary Alton. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And right after the break, we're going to play something that's quite rare, actually. It's from Robert Cray and Eric Clapton, and so I think you'll enjoy it. But just want to tell you beforehand that we still don't have an answer to the trivia question, and I should have given you a bit of a hint. The question was basically, Ahmet Erdogan was at a party in London for a singer, and that's where he first heard Eric Clapton with Cream and brought them to the United States and signed them to Atco Records, a division of Atlantic Records. So the question is, who was the party for? And the hint is, a lot of people answered with different, you know, London or, you know, English artists, good guesses, but actually it was an American R&B or actually soul artist. So who was that soul artist that Ahmet Erdogan was at a party for when he first heard Eric Clapton and Cream? 908-852-4545. Now we'll take a break, play some more music.
I'm Stu Liebman. Please join me for Down in Front, a musical expedition connecting the dots from folk to rock to jazz to hip-hop. Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Here at 91.9 WNTI, online at WNTI.org. Public Radio from Centenary College.
Dre's Restaurant, located on Spring Street in Newton, New Jersey. Dre's features European-American cuisine and twice-monthly changing menu. Dre's also hosts cooking classes throughout the year, and off-site catering is available. More information available by phone, 973-300-4192 for Dre's Restaurant in Newton, New Jersey.
Dixon Energy, providing heating oil and propane with automatic delivery throughout Sussex, Morris, Union, and Eastern Warren counties. Dixon Energy also installs Generac whole house generators, high efficiency equipment, and energy saving comfort solutions like RedLink thermostats. More information can be found at DixonBROS.com or by phone 973-334-1000.
I'm in a phone book, baby. Number scratched up on the wall. I'm in a phone book, baby. Number scratched up on the wall. I'm back here in London. Yeah. Got no one else to call. I've been walking all day. Old friends I can't find. Heart so cold, have it by me some wine. Oh, I'm calling you, baby, took my very last dime.
Thank you.
91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org.
to stay here, turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, oh, and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't wanna leave you lonely, you gotta make me change my mind.
Baby, I got your number, and I know that you got mine. You know that I called you, called too many times. You can call me baby, you can call me anytime.
Yeah, that's Tracy Chapman, as if you couldn't tell, with Eric Clapton playing Give Me One Reason. And that's from the album A Very Special Christmas from Washington, D.C. We played something from that, I think it was last week, John Popper with Eric Clapton, and I got such a great response to it that I thought, well, you know, there's a lot of other stuff here with Eric Clapton. There's one with Sheryl Crow, and there's one with just him, and then there's one with the whole crew and everybody that played. So really cool stuff. So we started that set off. Let's see. Let's go back. Oh, yeah. We started off with Phone Booth from Robert Cray with Eric Clapton. Probably didn't really detect a lot of Eric Clapton on that. It seems like it's mostly Cray, but it's anyway, it's the two of them on that. And that is only available, as far as I know, and I think I know this stuff, that's only available as one of those floppy square records you used to get with in National Geographic. And that came in the May 1987 issue of Guitar Player magazine, so naturally I've got it. Phone Booth from Robert Cray and Eric Clapton. Then we heard Love Comes to Everyone from George Harrison's eponymous album. He finally released an album that was just called George Harrison. Then we carried on half hour with Motherless Children from Eric's comeback album, 461 Ocean Boulevard, released in 1974, and again finished with Give Me One Reason, Chapman and Clapton. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of who else but Eric Clapton. And we have the answer to the trivia question, by the way. Lots of really good answers, but we got one correct one, so we'll tell you what it is in a little while. And meanwhile, we're going to take a break and play something from Derek and the Dominoes.
Hi, this is Helen Forster from E-Town. Join us this week, won't you? We've got a great show with visual artist, singer-songwriter, and master storyteller Terry Allen, plus the wonderfully vibrant Irish-American band Solace, and a killer Achievement Award story. All that this week in E-Town, Wednesdays at 9 p.m., right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Historic Blairstown Theater, located on Main Street in Blairstown, New Jersey, presenting live music, classic films, and community events throughout the year. Coming to the Historic Blairstown Theater on Friday, June 27th, the California High Drops. Tickets and information available online at thehpt.com or by phone 908-349-1428.
Considering transferring colleges but worried about the process? Consider Centenary. Our transfer-friendly admissions process allows you to transfer up to 72 credits from a county college toward your degree, while articulation agreements with county colleges make the process seamless. Students coming from a four-year school can transfer up to 96 credits. If you're looking to continue your degree, look at Centenary College. Go to centenarycollege.edu for more information about our transfer-friendly programs. That's centenarycollege.edu for an education designed around you.
Don't you know what's wrong with me? I'm seeing things.
And that was Got to Get Better in a Little While from Derek and the Dominoes, what would possibly have been their second album had it been released. That was probably not the final version in any event because it was a bit rough. So sort of a run-through probably. So that was from Derek and the Dominoes and Layla and Other Sort of Love Songs 40th Anniversary Edition. 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. I'm your host, Gary Alton. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And we do have an answer to the trivia question. The question was, what was the name of the singer whose party Ahmet Erdogan was? I always want to say Erdogan, but it's Erdogan. Ahmet Erdogan was at when he first heard Cream and Eric Clapton. And the answer is Wilson Pickett. So I gave you the hint that it was an American soul or R&B singer. It was Wilson Pickett. And here's the little tiny story. And he said this at the night that Cream was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was at a London club during a mid-60s party for Wilson Pickett. I would suspect it was 1966 because that's when Cream started. And while the band warmed up, Ahmet turned to Pickett and said, "Man, your guitar player sure can play the blues." And that's exact where I'm reading this off a website, by the way. So Pickett replied that his guitar player was having a drink at the bar. That's not what you're listening to. So Ahmet turns around and he sees that it's Eric Clapton for the first time. And he thought, holy mackerel, this guy's unbelievable. So that was really pretty high praise to compare this skinny, English white twerp kind of kid, 20 years old or whatever he was, how does he know how to play the blues? Compare him to somebody that would be in Wilson Pickett's band. I mean, that's just unbelievable. So Ahmet signed them to ATCO and brought them to the United States, and the rest is history. So Bruce from Morristown knew the answer was Wilson Pickett. So he gets a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. And thanks everyone else for calling. Some really, really good answers, really close, logical answers. But anyway, the answer was Wilson Pickett. So let's play something from Cream. Now, I don't know what song Ahmet might have been listening to, but in any event, we are going to play something from Wheels of Fire. I think I have it queued up, right? Let's hear Born Under a Bad Sign. I'm sorry, this is Cat Squirrel from Fresh Cream. Thank you. Yeah, and that was John Mayall with Eric Clapton from the album Blues Breakers. That was Double Cross in Time. And before that, again, we heard from Cream with Cat Squirrel from the album Fresh Cream. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, where great music lives, streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And in the background, we're going to listen to a little soundtrack music. Eric has done a lot of soundtrack music, and this is from the Mickey Rourke film Homeboy. It's called Bridge. Just want to tell you a little bit about what's going to happen tonight. After this show, that is, we're going to hear E-Town with the guest Solus. It's a Celtic folk quintet, and also singer-songwriter Terry Allen, who has a lot of other things to his credit as well. And after that, we'll listen to the Midweek Jam with none other than Mike the Hippie, MTH. And after that, Keller Seller, take us into the wee hours of the morning. So let's listen to Bridge from Homeboy.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.